Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Gino D here with you, and I have a special guest in studio. Goes by the name of Justice 4000. How are we doing, my friend?
I'm good, man. How you doing today?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you so much for dropping by the studio and being part of the show. Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you for having me back.
It was back in August. August is the last time that you were on.
Doesn't even seem like it's been that long.
Yeah.
That's
been
crazy.
It's been a handful of months, though, so we're happy to see that you're still at the game, still playing it. And you're doing well right now, Justice.
Never going to stop.
Seem like you're all over. You can go up a little bit closer to the mic, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
And so let's just announce it right now. You were on the debut.
Absolutely.
In the beginning of the year, you go and you film over in Atlanta. They just released it not a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Already 30,000 views when you combine all social media and everywhere else.
Bond is even over that.
It's crazy. It's crazy. So real quick. People that maybe not know what the debut is, explain it a little bit, because it's a nice launching pad for independent artists like yourself.
It really is. It's a like off the porch type deal. You go to Atlanta and you rap your song, you get one song, you get to talk a little bit, they interview you for a second, and you rap in front of either Amaretta the Great in Atlanta like I did, or Boosie's daughter Ivy in Houston.
Yeah.
But you go up there, you, like I said, you rap your song, they cheer, they give you feedback, and goes from there. They post you everywhere, and they keep pushing it, make your little clips, shout you out, and it's really good for upcoming independent artists because it's a huge platform. They got like 250,000 followers or something like that.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's really cool, and it's great for young hip-hop artists like yourself trying to get your name out there, and it just helps. I mean, all the eyeballs that you can get.
Everyone.
That's what it's
everyone
about.
Listening to, all the ears.
yes, the ears are important just as well. And you did perform your new song, Bick, which we're going to perform in, but we'll play it in just a few minutes here.
I'll perform for you.
Yeah, well, maybe something. We can get something in the works maybe in the future, but we'll just play it for now. And is this off the album that you just released, right?
It is not of it, okay, but it is on the heels of it. I did just finally release the one we talked about last time, Revenge of the Rockstar.
Yep, out now.
And I got a bunch of music videos out with that, one with Big Brad, one with my cousin Max. I got a couple more, and we got some features, Dizzy Wright and stuff like that, so go check that one. And this one's just to keep the heat on that one. So it's kind of the same theme, same direction, mm-hmm. more of my radio hits. That's why we're over here today.
Right. Yeah. A little more of the hooks, right?
Yeah, exactly.
How about the hook and the catchy
beat? Came in lit.
And is that why you performed that one at the debut?
Exactly.
Something to stay in people's heads.
Yeah. I knew that I could go in there and I could rap, because I can rap. And if y'all want to go check that out, go check my other albums. But I knew that I was in front of a bunch of eyes and a bunch of ears that was going to want to hear something that they could turn on around a bunch of friends.
Right.
So that's what I made, and that's what I did. I made that song for the debut.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. That's pretty cool. And you can check out the performance, by the way, with Amaretta the Great and the debut. It's on our website at hits96.com, as well as your own music video for it. You figure if I'm going to promote the song, let's do it all.
Dropped it the same day they dropped.
Yeah, so that was pretty smart of you to do, and it's a great video. You're actually in one of the local gas stations, and I asked you before you came in, when you were coming in, did you get permission to be in the said gas station? But you did. You make sure it was all clear.
Yeah.
What's like the planning of that type of thing? When you wrote that song, were you like, okay, I want to be in a gas station, or is it just kind of where you figure? How does that work?
I will write my song out, and then I'll go sit down somewhere and just listen to it about 500 times and decide what sounds the best. And this one, I just wanted something simple. It's called Bic. So I was like, go into a gas station, buy a lighter.
Sure.
Light the lighter. Bic. Usually I do stories in my videos, but like I said, this one's more of like towards the masses and not towards like my artsy side, because I get a little too artsy sometimes, I'll admit, but who doesn't? We're rappers.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a great video. We're going to post that up, too. That will be on our website, so people can check all of that out. Revenge of the Rockstar, it's out now, wherever you're streaming your music, wherever you're getting your music can go, and lots more in the works. Anything that we're working on in the near future, upcoming projects, hopefully riding this wave that the debut has created.
Trying to bring back something that Chattanooga might know about. I know a lot of Chattanooga knows about. The U-Haul show. Mm-hmm. We might, drop a little U-Haul finale in here. Not even a finale, a return. We might keep doing this again. We had a lot going on for a while, but now we're back.
All right. So we keep an eye out for that.
Keep an eye out for the U-Haul.
Where can people follow you on social media? I know they'll get the links, but where can people follow you just in case?
You can follow me on Instagram at Justice4000Rockstar, and you can Google me for everything else at Justice4000. And before we go, I got a swag bag for Gino.
Yes, absolutely. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. We gave a Hits 96 swag bag the last time, so now we're just trading the merch, which I love. Thank you so much for that. All right, Justice 4000, we have this song, Bic. Any final takeaway here? What should we know about the song before we hear it one more time?
Turn up, came in lit. You got to come in lit to this one.
Excellent. Congratulations on all the success. Of course, you keep us posted. Everything else?
Yeah. I'm going to keep you posted. You keep me posted. Y'all going to see me on some shows with Gino.
There we go. Justice 4000 right now in studio. Here's Bic on Hits 96.